You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
In the dynamic world of enterprise security, identity architects and IT leaders face a major challenge. Growth by repeated acquisitions multiplies the complexity of everything. Multiple IDPs, MFA providers, policy engines that all need to coexist. This can lead to fragmented user identities and policies that create security vulnerabilities and add access friction. Strata Identity solves this. Now you can decommission unneeded IDPs and consolidate the ones you'd like to keep without rewriting apps or disrupting users, engineers, and app owners. Plus, Strata's modular architecture makes it easy to integrate with any identity provider without manual maintenance and coding. Join the ranks of cybersecurity leaders using identity orchestration. Visit strata.io/cyberwire, share your top identity security priorities, and receive a pair of complimentary AirPods Pro. Offer valid for organizations with over 5,000 employees. Step into a new era of identity management at strata.io/cyberwire.
Spear phishing continues to work, and both allies and adversaries continue to snoop on one another. Utilities work to shore up their defenses, and experts warn them not to over-rely on incident response. ISIS may be trying to hire hackers in India. HSBC sustains a denial-of-service campaign against its online banking services in the United Kingdom. The RSA Innovation Sandbox's 10 finalists are announced. In the U.S., NIST and the FDA post draft cyber guidelines. An audit suggests that Homeland Security's Einstein is no Einstein. Safe harbor seems farther away. And whatever you do, Facebookers, don't be like Bill. I'm Dave Bittner in Baltimore with your CyberWire summary for Friday, January 29th, 2016. Some notes on surveillance of Israeli targets by foreign intelligence services surface at week's end. Israeli officials cite leaks as they say British and American agencies monitored Israeli Air Force communications. Other sources claim Iran targeted Israeli generals in extensive spear phishing campaigns, and more targets than one might expect opened the emails and consequently leaked information. The postmortem on Ukrainian grid incidents continues to focus on black energy and its distribution through compromised Word files. As utilities in the U.S. and elsewhere look to their defenses, control system security experts warn that incident response, a staple of cyber defense in other sectors, is a bit more complicated in the industrial control system world. Dark readings interviews with experts surface two issues. First, availability is a matter of central concern to utilities. Their industrial control systems can't simply be taken offline without extensive, reliable backup. And second, cyber incident responders, including digital forensic experts, tend to be unfamiliar with ICS. As ICS security expert Joe Weiss told the CyberWire recently, securing control systems in all industries is very different from securing business IT systems. FinFisher spyware has shown up in some Australian data centers. HackRead, for one, points at Indonesia as a likely suspect, that country's presumed motive being revenge for alleged Australian surveillance of Indonesia. Both Australian and Indonesian agencies are reported to be FinFisher customers. Disturbing reports suggest that ISIS has begun recruiting hackers in India, offering monetary incentives to hack for the caliphate. The India Times says that ISIS is willing to pay $10,000 for information stolen from government networks. This seems to be hacking for hire, as opposed to an attempt to build a stable of coders that would give ISIS a credible cyber offensive capability. But there's certainly the potential for this effort to develop in more troubling directions. Offering money should lend urgency to government's efforts to disrupt ISIS finances. HSBC's online customer banking sites have been disrupted by a significant distributed denial-of-service attack. The attack, remediation of which is in progress as we go to press, comes at an inconvenient time for British banking customers. It's not only messing with end-of-month payroll disbursements, but also with freelancers' ability to meet tax deadlines. BugSec and Cynet, that's CYNET, not to be confused with the other Cynet, SINET, report finding a vulnerability in LG Android phones that could be exploited for data theft. The vulnerability lies in Smart Notice, a pre-installed widget that manages a range of notifications and alerts. LG has patched the bug. In other patching news, a Cisco firmware update closes a hole in that company's RV220W wireless network security firewall devices, and OpenSSL fixes an encryption weakness. Its cryptographic library could, if so instructed, have reused prime numbers. In industry news, Proofpoint, Checkpoint, and Fortinet all posted encouraging numbers this week, so investors are breathing a bit easier about them. Checkpoint says it's evaluating acquisitions, big and small. And the RSA Conference announces the 10 finalists for its annual Innovation Sandbox competition. Congratulations to them all. The finalists, in alphabetical order, Bastille Networks, Elusive Networks, Menlo Security, Phantom, Prevoti, ProtectWise, Skyport Systems, Vera, and Versa Networks. The CyberWire will be covering RSA in San Francisco the first week in March, and we're looking forward to seeing the finalists in the sandbox. Turning to emerging standards, the U.S. National Institute of Standards and Technology is soliciting comment on its draft publication on random number generation, a topic of vital importance to cryptography. And the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has a draft set of guidelines on improving medical device cybersecurity. The FDA would also welcome comment. In policy news, both Indonesia and Malaysia take steps to counter jihadist messaging and direct action. Safe harbor renewal increasingly seems a forlorn hope, as U.S. efforts to accommodate European concerns over privacy find little transatlantic love. The U.S. Department of Homeland Security's well-known Einstein cybersecurity system, more formally known as the National Cybersecurity Protection System, may not, an internal assessment finds, be returning good value on its $6 billion investment. Defense One writes that Einstein, quote, does not scan for 94% of common computer vulnerabilities, but that's not all of its shortcomings, end quote. The audit also found poor performance against advanced persistent threats, coverage for only a small set of vulnerabilities, inadequate information sharing capabilities, and an inability to spot 0 days until they're no longer zero. Canadian government watchdogs find that the country's communications security establishment improperly collected Canadian citizens' information. The CSE is said to be moving toward some reduction in its cooperation with the other four of the Five Eyes: Australia, New Zealand, the United Kingdom, and the United States. And finally, if you're a Facebook user, take care before interacting with one of the current memes. Be Like Bill. Be Like Bill posts use a cutesy stick figure generated from the Blah Blah website to give advice about keeping your updates non-obvious and similar social media Emily Postisms. Unfortunately, those who like the winsome stick man may find that an evil William got there first. Scammers are tricking aspiring Bills into entering their Facebook credentials and exploiting them to hijack accounts. So, don't be like Bill.
Today's episode is sponsored by SRM, your first call for cybersecurity and investigations. Threats today are evolving faster than ever before, and since 2005, SRM has pioneered tailored security solutions for global corporations and their executives. Whether it's defending against cyber attacks with their award-winning team of ethical hackers and incident response specialists, or navigating the murky waters of compliance and ESG challenges, SRM's insight and straightforward advice will help you navigate complex risks and emerge more resilient. Their secret? A culture that nurtures the sharpest minds, giving them access to the newest technologies and the freedom to solve problems in new ways, enabling them to craft simple, effective solutions for your unique cyber challenges. Search Your First Call to discover how SRM can help your business. And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its zero-trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust Plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustai.
I'm joined once again by Joe Kerrigan. He's a senior security engineer at Johns Hopkins University Information Security Institute. They're one of our academic and research partners. Reverse engineering. I know this is something that you have a lot of background on. Let's just start with the basics. Why reverse engineer something?
All right. So I'll give you an example from my career. When I was a young software engineer, people would come to me and say, hey, we have this software package that does a very essential task, but now it's outdated, so we need to update it. So write us a new one.
Okay.
And make sure it does everything this one does. So I would have to actually sit down and figure out what it was and how it worked and then write software that replaced it.
So as simple as that, that's as simple as bringing something that's older up to date.
Correct.
But in the case of malware, walk me through the process of reverse engineering malware.
Right. Well, it's the same kind of discipline that applies. Let's say I'm a security company. I've captured some malware from the wild. I want to know what it is and what it does. Mm-hmm. So I can put the malware into a sandbox environment and then monitor its behavior. Mm-hmm. I can also do the same thing with a malware that I did with my old software, where I can decompile it and see what it is that it does, and hopefully I can get some source code out of it, provided that the malware actually isn't encrypted with some key.
So there are cases where the malware is actually sort of trying to actively defend itself from being reverse engineered.
Absolutely.
What happens in a case like that?
In a case like that, what normally happens when they're successful at reverse engineering is somehow they get a hold of the key, they find the key, because that key has to exist somewhere for the malware to decrypt its functionality. So now it's a combination effort. So you're monitoring it in its sandbox environment to see when it accesses the encryption key so it decrypts the part of itself that it needs.
So what's the balance between the practical applications of this and something that's more pure research?
Well, the practical applications are developing software that does what old software did, and it also helps in developing a signature for malware so that you can detect the malware.
All right. Joe Kerrigan from Johns Hopkins Information Security Institute, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Managing the requirements for modern security programs is increasingly challenging and time-consuming. Enter Vanta. Vanta gives you one place to centralize and scale your security program. Quickly assess risk, streamline security reviews, and automate compliance for ISO 27001, SOC 2, and more. You can leverage Vanta's market-leading trust management platform to unify risk management and secure the trust of your customers. Plus, use Vanta AI to save time when completing security questionnaires. CyberWire daily listeners can get $1,000 off by going to vanta.com/cyber. That's vanta.com/cyber.
And that's the CyberWire. We are proudly produced in Maryland by our talented team of editors and producers. I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening. And now a word from our sponsor, SpyCloud, the leader in operationalizing cybercrime analytics. Traditional threat intelligence is a thing of the past. Cyber criminals are stealing vast amounts of credentials, session cookies, and financial data every day, and it's hard to keep up. SpyCloud is the trusted partner businesses turn to fully understand their darknet exposure risk and neutralize threats before it's too late. SpyCloud alerts your organization as soon as an employee or customer's data appears on the darknet, so you can act faster than bad actors to prevent cyber attacks like ransomware, session hijacking, account takeover, and online fraud. With insights from the industry's largest repository of recaptured data, protect the digital identities and systems most important to your business. Get your free corporate darknet exposure report at spycloud.com/cyberwire and see what information criminals have in their hands today. That's spycloud.com/cyberwire.